So what sort of things did you do when you were there? I mean, reading your blog, it sounds a bit like a state visit almost, the way you were treated.
That was incredible, because I've been talking to this, nice man, Rustam, over Facebook, which, you know, sounds a bit crazy, trusting somebody over Facebook, but I did some research, his credentials seemed good. We had email conversations where he's been sending me footage from the Department of Tourism and the Ministry of Culture. So I thought, of course, I was very trusting, but I thought that was meant to be. So I just went for it. And also he set up a couple of TV interviews and things. So I knew he was legit, but I had no idea of the scale of that visit, because literally the moment I got off the plane, all I knew that Rustam was going to be there at the airport. And the only thing he said in his last message was that accommodation is all catered for, and there might be some media opportunities. That's all he said. I had no idea that we would be staying in a 5-star hotel. I had no idea that I would be pretty much on every single radio and TV station in the country, which is a small republic, but still, it was completely insane, and I had absolutely no idea.
And you actually played some concerts, I believe.
Yes, again, of which I had no idea. So they were literally just set up. I didn't know I was playing a gig until pretty much the evening before. And people would turn up. That was just unbelievable.
How did the word get out, I wonder?
So I think it all started from The Moon and the Pilot, when I first performed it on BBC Russian service in November last year. That's when my grandmother's nephew got in touch, and that's also when Rustam got in touch. And basically, I think generally the word started spreading, so people started downloading The Moon and the Pilot and just finding out about me and getting in touch with me. I literally had hundreds of messages. Not just from the Republic, not just from Ingushetia, but from English all over the world, Norway, Saudi, New Zealand, Spain, Canada, because of the Republic's troubled history, there's people scattered all over the world, and they still definitely see themselves as English. Their identity is very precious to them.
So, Long Lost Home, which is the title of the new album, we better get that in,
yeah,
is your grandmother's long lost home.
Yes.
Do you regard it as yours as well?
I would love to, and I've been encouraged by comments and feedback from my grandmother's family that I definitely should, and that I'm one of them, and that I'm family. I just don't want to be too presumptuous, but it feels like a place that is very special to me. In my song The Family Tree, which will be on Long Lost Home, I do confess, speaking of my grandmother's grandmother, that your noble blood of these ancient mountains is not the same that flows through my veins, but at the same time I say that yours is the land that fills me with longing, older and stronger than I'll ever know. The roots are deep, the branches are many, the tree will live and grow, because of you I grow. So there's no blood link, direct blood link, but there's such spiritual connection that I feel. It's incredible. And people have been saying that I even look like my grandmother and my great-grandmother, that there's definitely something there. There's ties other than blood, and they're very, very strong. So when I came to visit my grandmother's ancestral village of Fort Hogg, that was literally a place where I felt right at home. And, it's easy. It's very tempting to feel like home there, because it's just so breathtakingly beautiful. But on the other hand, some people are saying that they feel very small in the mountains, that they feel intimidated, that they feel scared, they feel very, very tiny. While for me, that's home. I've always felt that way in Scotland, for instance. And I even suspect that my love for Scotland in a way was inspired by my love of these mythical mountains that I thought, well, they're not mythical, they do exist, but at the time I thought I would never visit them. And now I have, and it's just the landscape, the place that really, really rings true to me, that really does feel like home.
So where Eternal Child was, as you say, very autobiographical, Long Lost Home is gives a historical perspective. Would you agree with that?
Yes. It's a way of portraying history through individual people's stories, which I think is the best way of learning about history, because you can really connect with stories of people just like yourself who have lived through history, who have lived through both calamities and also happier times. And most of the songs on the album can be described as biographies. They're symbolic, they're a little bit fairy tale in style, but at the same time, they are definitely real stories, true stories of real people.
I mean, you're telling us in here in the West an awful lot of things we never knew. I mean, you going back to the clearing of Ingushetia, if you like. That's something we never knew about.
Well, a lot of people in Russia don't even know about that. And the way Stalin did it was very devious, because these deportations happened on national holidays. So 23rd of February, which is the date of the deportation, is a national holiday in Russia. Obviously, it wasn't. It's not a holiday to celebrate the deportation, but Stalin timed the deportation to happen on that holiday, which already existed. So most of the people in Russia on that day are still celebrating, having no idea what actually happened on that day in 1944. And to anybody who might criticize me by saying, well, why are you... I don't know, there could be all sorts of comments, because I'm torn, and, you know, thanks to Stalin, if you like, between honouring my grandmother's heritage and that tragedy of her people. And effectively, 23rd of February is like a Remembrance Day in Russia, where I also should be honouring the defenders of the motherland, you know, my grandfather included, but also my grandmother's father, the pilot who was hero of the Soviet Union. He was a defender of the motherland, if you ever had one. And yet look at how motherland treated his family. So I think it's totally appropriate for me to treat 23rd of February as the day of remembrance, but not as a holiday.